Terhune Orchards in Salt Point, New York has a secret. About 25 years ago, a family friend brought over a cutting of a tree from northern France. It was from a Mirabelle tree, which produces small yellow plums so popular that the French city of Metz holds a festival for the fruit every August. Fast forward 2 decades, that small cutting is now one of the only Mirabelle plum trees in the New York area. That's why Kate Weiner, who makes handmade puff pastry tarts in Millbrook, treks out to Terhune this time each year. She's here to talk about the fruit for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome back to WNYC, Kate. Oh,
thank you very much.
So thank you for bringing in a bag of these exquisite little dumplings. They're like a big fat thumb size.
Amy, you're having a singular experience.
Indeed. Right. They're super sweet.
Yeah.
They must be tough to work with, though, being so small.
Well, yes. I'm like the tailor of Gloucester. I sit sort of having these things for hours at a time because I only use them in halves.
They're about the diameter of a quarter.
Yeah. Or a cherry on steroids, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
And a delightful light taste. I understand in France, commercially, Mirabelles are used primarily in jams. It seems a waste since they're so sweet.
I agree with you. I don't know. The other thing, of course, they're used for is eau de vie, which is a brandy made out of fruit juice. It isn't just Mirabelles. You could make eau de vie out of anything.
We spoke with Jan Check, the owner of Terhune Orchards. She has 66 acres of fruit trees, and as you say, only one Mirabelle.
We really didn't know anything about them when we planted it and how basically rare they are. So our first crop, we just put them out for sale, and people came in and said, oh, my God, you have Mirabelle plums.
Rather than rely on Terhune Orchards, why not plant a Mirabelle tree yourself? Can you get them here or have one shipped to you?
Yes, you've opened a vast subject here. Indeed, I didn't want to rely on Terhune Orchards exclusively. I've been exhorting them for years to graft this thing, and nothing much has happened. So I thought I would take matters into my own hands and would simply plant my own Mirabelle tree. And it was only when I began sort of searching for one that I realized that I had an enormous task ahead of me, but I'm a little crazy. And after obsessive searching on the internet, I finally found a specialist grower in, I think they're in California or Oregon. I contacted them with great excitement and was told that there was a waiting list for a year. So I signed up. And when my number finally came up a year later, they were saying, okay, but you can only have one.
You took it, I take it.
Yes, I took it, but I couldn't believe that it was such a rare thing that they were really, or maybe they sensed intuitively that I was going to kill it. But anyway.
How's it doing?
It's very unhappy. It's in one of my front flower beds. I think kind thoughts about it, but I don't think it loves to be there. They're a little high strung. I mean, they're cut out for northeastern France.
I noticed just in a cursory look online that it seems a lot of Mirabelle trees are crossed with other varieties, and you're not getting the Mirabelle
de
Metz or the Mirabelle
de Nancy.
Right,
yes,
which are
exactly.
the two prized cultivars in France.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, what's even more painful to me is that when you go online, you see that there are just huge numbers of growers in the UK and in Holland and Germany who are happy to sell. I mean, they're selling Mirabelle trees on eBay. On eBay in England. I ask you. So it just goes to show.
But so we're missing out.
Yeah, here. We certainly are.
Kate Weiner owns the Art of the Tart. She sells handmade puff pastry tarts at the farmer's market in Dutchess County every Saturday morning. Thanks for coming in, Kate.
Thank you very much for having me.
Listeners, we'd like to know if you know of other Mirabelle trees in the area. Let us know by leaving a comment on our website. Just click culture at WNYC.org. You'll also find a recipe there for how to use these plums and my blog, Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.